Good morning. 6:38 a.m. on Sunday, August the 4th, 2019. Whew. I'm a little winded. I just had a very upbeat song playing on my headphones here while I was finishing up that first mile of the morning. And I was pumping along. It was a lot faster than 120 beats a minute, I'll tell you that. Oh. I'm not exactly awake. I haven't been up for an hour yet. 6:38, yeah, I've only been up for about 45 minutes, so I'm sort of... Sort of still waking up here this morning. I don't exactly know where my head is at. I need to do is go back and start sprinting. I need to get this book done. And it's not going to get done unless I start sprinting again. Even if all I do is start the sprint timer, and then try to fill in as many holes as I can in that time period. I think I talked about that the other day. It's using the sprint, using the ritual of sprinting to not accrue as many words as possible, but to fix as many problems as I can in that period of time, and then get up and walk around a little bit for 5 minutes and do it all again. Hey. Steve McCord asked how close I was to the end, and it's like, I really don't know. But I'm around 74,000 words. I don't think the story has another 20,000 in it, so that would bring me in at around 95,000. If I could get those words in before Friday, so today through Thursday, which is what, 5 days. I could have this sucker done. And get it turned over to beta as well. I'm working on Novelrama through the weekend. It's a lovely morning, it really is. Sun's just barely up. It was a red sky morning over there when the sun came up. It was just coming up when I was waking up. It was like 5:55. I looked out there and it's this really red glow on the horizon. So I don't know if that means we're going to get storms or what, but... morning. There's a lot of high thin clouds around there. There wasn't, didn't look to be that many clouds when I woke up. It looked to be pretty clear. There's some mare's tails off to the south. Some long bands of high thin cloudiness that almost look like condensation trails that have dispersed, because they're pretty straight and they go for a long way across the sky. Blue Jay is talking to me this morning. Walking right under its tree here. So I got an odd text message yesterday from somebody from the Colorado Democratic Party wanting to know if I'd like to know, have more information about how to run for office. And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess. Why me? Morning. I don't exactly fit the demographic. To begin with, I have too much education. Now, let's start with the obvious. Let's start with the elephant in the room. To begin with, I'm an old head cis white guy. And then we can go to, I have too much education. And then we go to, this is really not what I want to do with the rest of my life. I'm too old. I was 30, even 40, where I had like 20 years I could dedicate to public service, maybe have a chance to do something. But I stand. Stand a better chance writing books. More prairie dog. Get ready. Say it with me. Blog post. It was weird. What made it even weirder was an exchange of text messages. And their big their big message was the deadline for filing is coming up. And that there's an election in November. What'd I run for? School board? Dog catcher? Qualified to run for school board. The big problem is I don't really know what's going on in Greeley. I don't really know how the political winds are blowing, which direction. I do know there's an awful lot of people who don't understand the difference between fact and opinion, who really think that teaching is a racket instead of calling. I don't need the distraction. I have enough distractions as it is. So my priority today, so I haven't filled up my journal yet for this morning. My priority for the day is to do 4 sprints, 4 25-minute sprints. That'll burn up 2 hours of my day. And should give me at least this, the first pass at filling in some of the holes that I've identified. I've got cards in Scrivener. I'm working at Scrivener. It's very slow. But it's also easier to navigate and to find, to do things like, the other day I went in and started creating scene cards and chapter cards for things that I know have to be there in order for the story to flow correctly. So they're nothing more than placeholders with a few notes to explain what that place is being held for. My nose is running right off my face this morning. I'm not exactly sure why. It's a little pug dog. Jeez, I worked up a sweat this morning. I don't know. My shirt is sticking to me. Oh yeah. I've been walking in the shade because the sun is still very low in the sky. And the ambient temperature, even though it's like 68, somewhere in there, the ambient is very comfortable. And then I just came around the corner and now the sun is beating on me. It's pretty, oh my gosh. Sun shining, the sun is glinting on all the seed heads out in the park. All the grasses, their little bent over heads glowing in the sunlight. Spiny poppy has no flowers on it this morning. So I'm glad I got up, I got moving, I got out before it got too hot. I'm really not awake. And I'm in this sort of head bobbly, not quite awake headspace. It's very difficult for me to write. And I seem to be spending an awful lot of time in this headspace lately, even though I've been getting enough sleep. It's just not very restful sleep, I guess. Last street. Come out to the back gate. Sorry, these last few talks haven't been very invigorating or inspiring or anything, but that's where my headspace is. Sorry about that. At any rate, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.